76-75 at Meridian Park Hospital.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I've got an old 2900, and there's a significant amount of vibration. I can't tell if it's coming from the motor or it's coming from the front end. It might be something as simple as the tires, but it's most noticeable when you first start out from a dead stop. There's a lot of vibration, and I can't quite believe that the previous operator didn't mention it when I picked the bus up at Beaverton Transit Center. I don't think this just started when I started driving it, but it is an old bus, so maybe it's a common problem with old 2900s, but it could be a sign of something bad about to happen. I just thought I should tell somebody.
Okay, and how forceful is the vibration? How long does it last?
Well, it's pretty much noticeable always. It's most noticeable when you first start out. That's when you really feel a lot of vibration coming through the steering wheel, and the whole front end seems to be kind of shaking a little bit where I am. I don't know what it's like in the back, but I also feel it when I'm rolling and when I'm decelerating. It's like it seems to be there pretty much all the time. So anyway, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, sort of. Is it like, if you're holding on to, like, let's say an electric razor, is it like a vibration like that? Or is it like a vibration you're holding on to a jackhammer? You know, I want to just try to determine how hard the vibration is.
Well, it's not as bad as a jackhammer, but, you know, it's significant. It's not as bad as a jackhammer, but it's a lot more than an electric razor. Let's put it that way.
All right, so somewhere between. Do you think it's related to actual steering, or does it feel like a suspension kind of thing? Like, does it happen more when you're turning the wheel, or does it happen regardless, or like bumps and stuff?
Well, I feel it a little bit all the time. Like, I can kind of feel it right now when it's sitting here idling. I thought maybe when I first started out, because it had been sitting for a few minutes, and maybe it would go away once it got warm, but I'm all the way down to 12th and now, and it's still there, and it's most noticeable when you first start out from a dead stop, like at a stoplight.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Now, are you stopped right now?
Yeah, I'm on a break at Meridian for another 10 minutes.
All right, copy that. What I would like you to do is, with the bus running, is at a stop when the bus is not moving, turn the wheel left, you know, and right, back and forth, and see if you feel the vibration more or less or the same.
Well, I can do that right now. I mean, the motor's still running, and I'm in a stationary place. You mean just turn the wheel while it's not moving?
Yeah, exactly, and see if the vibration is worse or the same.
Okay, hang on just a second. I'm going to do that. Turning the wheel doesn't really seem to make any difference. It seems to be something that happens, I mean, in a stationary position, it seems to be something that happens when the bus is in motion.
Okay, so it sounds like some sort of 767.
767 back at North Terminal.
Copy, thank you. 1553.